This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. New data out today from Colorado prosecutors shows racial bias in plea deals. The data was released by eight DAs who represent more than half the state population. The data also shows racial bias in who gets jail time before trial and who's offered probation instead of incarceration. The DAs voluntarily participated in a year-long data project to shed light on prosecutions. They say it's part of a process to improve how they operate. The data reveals differences in how prosecutors treat white defendants and defendants of color, including Black and Latinos. Colorado business leaders say the rise of visible homelessness in the state's urban centers is hurting their bottom lines. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports the Colorado Chamber of Commerce and others have some ideas on potential solutions. The latest COVID-19 booster shot is available in Colorado, including at 10 new community vaccination sites. The new vaccine dose targets the Omicron variant and the original coronavirus. Governor Polis visited a site at Ball Arena this week and got his shot. So did Fred Barnell, a Denver resident, who says it is good to enter flu season with a shot. The community vaccine sites are opening around the state, including in Colorado Springs, Pueblo, Grand Junction, Durango, and Fort Collins. The site also offers first and second vaccine doses for anyone 6 months and older. A third dose is available for children ages 5 through 11. You can find some of those sites online at cdc.org. Right now in Denver, it is 97 degrees, partly cloudy skies. There is a heat advisory through the rest of the afternoon. Look for highs tomorrow in Denver to be around 70 degrees, so a big change for Friday as the weather changes. This is CPR News in KRCC. It's 306.